Penny today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or jcp.com for details.
Truck racing in Thunder Valley tonight, but with a twist.
It's a little bit different than it was last year, so I think it's thrown everybody for a little bit of a curveball.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Introducing Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts that keep you dry and comfortable in all conditions. Featuring quick-drying, water-repellent fabric and UPF protection, Wrangler Outdoor ensures you're ready for wherever the day takes you. Whether it's a walk in the city or a trek in the wilderness. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with everyday versatility and outdoor credibility.
Motor Racing Network has always been your source for motorsports coverage when you couldn't be at the track. Now, never miss another minute of our breathtaking coverage with the MRN app, available on your iPhone or Android device. This free app delivers all the latest news, locates nearby MRN stations, streams your favorite programs, and is your home for live cup practice and qualifying action. Search MRN in the App Store or on Google Play. It's the Motor Racing Network at your fingertips, and it's available for free right now.
With just three races to go before the playoffs start, the Camping World Truck Series is in Bristol tonight, where Ben Rhodes is clinging to the eighth and final spot. He was second fastest in final practice to Kyle Busch today, but knows the sticky substance track officials have put down to improve grip will be a wild card.
Some people will fire off really well. Some people are going to have long run speed, and it shows seems to show up more on these tires. So you're going to see comers. You're going to see goers. You're definitely going to see Busch up front, but I think this track, the way they've got it all laid out this year, you're going to have to do some bumps possibly to get past people because there's going to be some major blocking.
Our live coverage begins at 8 Eastern time. Xfinity regular Daniel Hemric is our race analyst. Check MRN.com for starting lineups and more. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back in. It is 6:05 and hour number three of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three of our frequencies here at KGYM. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, our North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. The historic main gym. If you missed it earlier today, number one pick Royce Lewis joined us, the top overall pick in this year's MLB draft. Now a member of the Cedar Rapids Colonels podcast, available shortly at KGYMradio.com. And the Colonels in action tonight on the road, taking on the Burlington Bees. That is a 6:35 first pitch at Community Field. Colonels will be back home on Friday night. It's the second-to-last Z102.9 Mug Club Night of the year. $6 gets you your first 16-ounce draft beer, and then refills are $3 all night long. You get to keep the mug and bring it back to future Mug Club Nights. If you're a craft beer drinker, it's just $1 more for your first beer and refills, so $4 and $7 respectively. Tickets available at Colonels.com. That four-game homestand will wrap up Monday with the final noon game of the year, which also coincides with the eclipse. People are really losing their mind about the eclipse. And I know they were talking about it on Ryan Russillo's show earlier today on ESPN. I think there's supposed to be another one like in 2 years.
So why are people losing their minds over it?
I don't know. But
have you ever seen an eclipse?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple. I don't necessarily know what it's unique. It's the middle of the day, and all of a sudden it gets dark out for a little bit. And then the moon is out of the way, and the sun's back out, and it's kind of like, okay, well, that was something, I guess.
So this would be a solar eclipse.
This is a lunar
eclipse,
right?
Okay, yes.
Because the moon...
A solar eclipse, you can't see the moon, or it's very dark, right?
I talk about sports and Elvis being still alive for a living. I don't know
because the Earth would be blocking the moon and casting a shadow on it. I'm going to get made fun of on the text line because I'm probably completely wrong. But that only makes sense. Because like a texter pointed out yesterday, the sun can't come between the moon and Earth.
7193, Elvis is alive and lives with Tupac. That's asking too much for that to be a reality.
It is a solar eclipse.
319-366-1600. Well, the good news is if there's another one in 2 years, the glasses that we've been provided here at the office will still work because the warning on the inside says, do not use after 3 years. So, 2-for-1 eclipse viewing with the glasses that they've provided us. I don't know. That'd be something there. It's be at the ballpark during the eclipse. I don't know how or if it will even affect the game between the Colonels and the Snappers out of Beloit, but I do know that there's been a high amount of interest with regard to that game. And also Friday night, I do want to mention this. If you are a fan of the late, great Bob Brooks, the Colonels are doing a Bob Brooks bobblehead. They're giving it away Friday night to the first, I think it's 500,000 people, something like that. I actually have one on my desk here at the station. They don't talk, unfortunately. Some bobbleheads do have the ability to speak. This one does not. But pretty good likeness of Bob Brooks, and I'd have to imagine that a couple of them will probably find their way into the Iowa football and Iowa basketball offices down in Iowa City. 319-366-1600. Speaking of Iowa and Iowa basketball, we'll talk Iowa's Big Ten schedule coming up in just a few minutes. If you missed it, 3:30 tonight, the Big Ten announcing both the men's and women's Big Ten schedule. Iowa taking it upon itself to release its full 2017-2018 men's basketball schedule. Iowa baseball team, as Kyle told you on the big board updates, have made it to Taiwan. They play Mexico on Saturday as they represent the United States in the World University Games. 14.5-15 hours on a plane. I can sleep. I love sleeping on an airplane. That's going to take care of maybe an hour and a half for me. Maybe 2 hours tops. And then I'm saying, okay, that was a good nap. And I look at the watch, 13 more hours to go. I don't know. I don't know if I could do that.
I can't sleep at all on a plane or a bus, so that would be torture.
Bus?
Or a bus. Can do it.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable.
I felt bad for the guys in the minor leagues when I was with the Colonels, the guys who couldn't sleep on a bus. There are two types of people, those who can sleep just about anywhere and people who can't sleep on a bus. I like the vibration of the road underneath and the hum of the tires and everything. It puts me out. 319-366-1600. That is the phone number. It's also the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Baseball news to get to today. Tonight, now this seems like it would have already have happened, but he's made his starts on the road. Yu Darvish will be making his Los Angeles debut tonight for the Dodgers, his first start at Chavez Ravine. If the season ended today, the Dodgers, well, of course, would be the National League West champion at 84-34, but 66 wins would get you into the postseason in the National League. Arizona and Colorado have the two wild card spots at the moment. St. Louis and Milwaukee are next in the queue, but they are 5 games behind the wild card holders at the moment. Over in the American League, the Yankees and the Angels are currently occupying the top two wild card spots, with the Minnesota Twins and Kansas City Royals just 1 game behind the Angels for that second and final wild card spot. The Angels getting really good play of late from players like CJ Cron. Mike Trout is back in the lineup, and guys that maybe you've never heard of before. And speaking of the Angels, a former Angel ace, Jared Weaver, announcing his retirement from the major leagues today. And I will never forget when Jared Weaver was drafted in 2005 by the Angels, the Cedar Rapids Colonels made a locker for him. Not the team, but the players created a locker for Jared Weaver in the clubhouse, knowing full well that that team was terrible and they were never sending Jared Weaver to Cedar Rapids. I can still picture it. The duct tape with Weaver across the empty locker. He wound up starting his career in the California League, and the rest is history. Had a really nice major league career, and then some arm issues sort of sapped his strength, and at the end he's throwing 82-mile-an-hour fastballs and getting knocked all over the ballpark.
Now, he is a proud Long Beach State dirtbag, right?
Yes. Brother pitched in the major leagues for a number of years with teams like Seattle, St. Louis, Jeff Weaver, Jared Weaver calling it quits today. Also calling it quits today in baseball, Giancarlo Stanton's home run streak snapped at 6 games. Hard to believe that anybody could slow him down at this point. He's trending up. Aaron Judge of the Yankees is trending down, although...
How many games in a row has he struck out in?
It's in the 30s.
That is an impressive streak.
It's a really impressive run at this point. A judge who earlier this week was presented a WWE belt by some wrestlers at Yankee Stadium, and it's the first time I've ever looked at a picture of Aaron Judge and thought he looked normal-sized. Like, the guy is a giant, except when he's standing next to some of the WWE superstars who are all hulked out. Then Aaron Judge just sort of looked, okay, that's a baseball player standing there with the belt.
I hate to ask this, but have you sold that baseball card yet?
It is currently listed on eBay, and there's about 2 days left. I'm not going to get what it was selling for a couple months ago, but I'm still quite happy with the investment.
Very good.
The return will be fairly significant. I might be able to have a little fun with some of that money. Stanton, by the way, is said to be eyeing the number 62, which no longer really has any cachet in Major League Baseball because 73 is the single-season home run record that's held by Barry Bonds. 61 was Roger Maris and Babe Ruth. 62, could he get there? He's got 44 home runs at the moment. To reach 60, he would need 16 home runs in the final 43 games. Don Mattingly, who is his manager in Miami, says that he believes he's within reach.
I think he could. I wouldn't bet on it, though. I they're going to give him every opportunity to do so. I mean, the season for the Miami Marlins is now just going to be about that, correct?
Oh, yeah. That and the sale of the team to Jeter, who only is buying, I think, 2.2% of the team. But everybody's going to say Derek Jeter owns him because he's making a lot of the baseball decisions, reportedly. So Don Mattingly says he could get there. Would it be that big of a deal if Stanton hit 61, 62 home runs this year, given the fact that the record is 73, and for the last decade, all we've talked about is how that record was tainted, how Barry Bonds may or may not truly be the record holder, Mark McGwire, asterisks all over the place. If Stanton hits 61, 62 home runs this year, is it more than just a blip on baseball's radar, a historical footnote, or do we celebrate 62 the way that we did in 1998 when McGwire and Sosa broke the record?
I think it's somewhere in between. They're not going to celebrate it as any kind of historical achievement, but it's clearly more than just a blip on the radar, because when was the last time? I mean, how difficult is it for guys to get to 50 nowadays? And I know power numbers have been up this season, but you look at Aaron Judge, and a bunch of people thought, okay, well, he's gonna be in the 50s. He's at 35 still, and he has cooled down dramatically in the second half. So to put together a season like Giancarlo Stanton has put together, and to stay healthy the way that he has not been able to do that in the past, and it's hampered most of his seasons. So if he goes out and hits 60 home runs. I'm trying to think, was Ryan Howard the last player to get anywhere near it in his MVP season? I think he hit 58. If he gets to 60, 61 home runs, I think it's a huge accomplishment.
Three players had home run streaks of seven games, and this is why baseball is wonderful. Two of those players are noted sluggers, Jim Thome and Barry Bonds. The third player, Kevin Mensch. Remember Kevin Mensch?
I do.
Played for the Texas Rangers.
He had like a size 12 head, right?
I mean, big dude, yeah. But did not have a lengthy or celebrated major league career. Stanton, by the way, if you're wondering, 27 years old, 252 career home runs. It is 6:18. Here's what we're going to do. Opening the phone lines right now, 319-366-1600. We'll take callers number 1 and 2. The 6 o'clock showdown is on the way tonight. Tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action. Callers number 1 and 2 to 319-366-1600. Seven questions in 60 seconds. If you can answer more than your opponent, then you're going to be off to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels on Friday, September 1st, the final Z102.9 Mug Club night of the year at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We'll take callers number 1 and 2 right now, 319-366-1600. We'll meet our contestants next.
We've got your game. Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? Well, wait no more. Austed's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Colonels will fight for Iowa this Friday night on Iowa Hawkeye Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a free Bob Brooks commemorative bobblehead. And the Colonels will wear Hawkeye bib-themed jerseys that'll be auctioned off to benefit the Linn County I Club. Wear your black and gold for Hawkeye Night at the Colonels this Friday night. Experience Colonels baseball, where it's always a great time.
It's coming! Like all of history's great battles, and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
Well, we had two, now we have one. Bryce in Center Point will be playing with Alex tonight. We need someone to fill the void that was left by whoever it was that dropped off. 319-366-1600. Again, we need caller number 2 right now, 366-1600. Your chance to see the Colonels. This is a 4-pack of tickets to the final Z102.9 Mug Club Night of the Year, Friday, September 1st. And I think, I could double check this, I think it's Kane County, whom the Colonels will be playing in the Midwest League playoffs.
I was hoping...
I'm sorry, no, it's not. It's Burlington. My bad. The Burlington Bees.
The affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels.
Yes. Where the Colonels are right now tonight on the road at Community Field.
I would think that these tickets would be of... I don't know.
You want to see Royce Lewis.
Exactly. Based on the traction that we got, the amount of text that we got during his segment, it's not every day. In fact, it's never happened to where we have seen a number one draft pick as a kid in Cedar Rapids. It's pretty exciting.
I don't know whether he was there in the first place or whether he's filling in, but we've got Steve in Cedar Rapids is going to be playing with me tonight. So Bryce in Center Point, Steve in Cedar Rapids. Here's how it works. 7 questions, 60 seconds. What'd you do, Alex?
I didn't do it.
Now Steve
in Cedar Rapids, give us a call back.
366-1600. Steve, please call back. I think Alex did something. Alex says he didn't do it. I think Alex did something. And
okay, I did something.
People out there still think Elvis is alive, too. Bryce, in the meantime, is playing with you, Alex. So here's what we'll do while we wait for somebody to call back in to 366-1600. Why don't you and Bryce take a stroll down Seven Question Lane and see what you can come up with?
All right, Bryce, your 60 seconds will begin after you tell me you're ready. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, your 60 seconds begins right now. How did Matt Campbell refer to Iowa earlier this week?
I don't know.
Iowa plays this team in its Big Ten Hoops opener this year.
Ooh, I don't know.
How many consecutive games did Miami's Giancarlo Stanton homer in this week before his streak ended today?
Six.
If the MLB season ended today, this division would have three postseason participants.
The National League West.
What dubious honor did golfer Louis Oosthuizen accomplish last week?
I don't know.
What country will the Iowa baseball team face in Taiwan? Multiple choice: Canada, China, Venezuela, or Mexico in their first game?
Mexico.
And how many touchdowns did Jake Rudock and C.J. Beathard combine to throw in Week 1 exhibition play?
Five.
Well, he got three, and that is a really strong showing. So, Bryce, hang on. It looks like we've got Austin in Iowa City who's going to be answering Alex's questions, which I'll be reading. Austin, do you think you've got four correct answers in you tonight in 60 seconds?
Oh, I hope so.
All right. Which NFL team has fired their orthopedist after misdiagnosing a fracture in the leg of cornerback Delvin Bro? The Vikings, the Bears, or the Saints? We have Austin.
Austin, you got us?
I don't think we've got Austin.
Austin, do you going once, going twice?
Well, this is a disappointment.
We'll try this again. Austin, do you have us?
Well, I think we've got a winner tonight.
Hello?
Austin, are you there? Your guess is as good as mine.
We've got a winner.
Bryce, by technical knockout, is our winner tonight. So, Bryce, hang on, and Kyle will... It's still a better segment than the Is Elvis Alive or Dead segment from our number two. Bryce will go to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels Friday, September 1st, as they take on the Burlington Bees at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Remember, only two Z102.9 Mug Clubs remain this season. One of them is coming up this Friday night as the Colonels take on Beloit, 6:35 first pitch. $6 buys you your first 16-ounce draft beer of the night and then refills in that plastic mug. Just $3 all game long. Craft beer drinkers, you can get in on the fun as well. It's just $7 for your first mug and then $4 refills for the remainder of the game. Well, since we didn't get to read any of these questions,
Alex
put a ton of work into them, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask Alex the questions, and we'll see if he remembers what he came up with for answers. Which NFL team has fired its orthopedist after misdiagnosing a fracture in the leg of cornerback Delvin Bro? Would it be the Vikings, the Bears, or the Saints?
Delvin Bro playing for his hometown team, the New Orleans Saints.
B-R-E-A-U-X. Yes, that's a very New Orleans name. Which Iowa player was featured on CBS Sports' first team All-American list?
That would be first team All-American defensive list, and that goes to Josie Jewell.
Oh, you are on fire here. Which current NFL quarterback made the graduate transfer rule famous in football when he transferred to a Big Ten school prior to 2011?
That would be current Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson.
Which Miami Marlins star has reportedly cleared waivers?
The guy we were just talking about, Giancarlo Stanton.
Man, you'd have to put in a ton of money to make that deal. Would you take on the contract for Giancarlo Stanton? If you were a team, maybe just say you needed a power bat in the lineup long term. Do you bite?
I know a few Cardinals fans have mentioned this. I mean, that is a guy who could be a franchise-changing player, but he also, as 2774 said on the text line, he hasn't played a full season in a long time. This is an outlier this year.
Which former NFL wide receiver challenged Russell Westbrook to a game of one-on-one? Calvin Johnson, Chad Johnson, or Chris Carter?
That would be Mr. Ocho Cinco himself, Chad Johnson.
Browns left tackle Joe Thomas says that he expects which former Broncos and Texans quarterback to start for the team in week one?
Brock Osweiler.
And which AFC West team is getting the most Super Bowl bets at the moment?
Surprisingly, actually, a very, very good dark horse pick, the Oakland Raiders. Or the Los Angeles Raiders. Or Las Vegas Raiders.
They're not in Vegas yet.
Not yet.
But they're going to be. There's still an, I think it'll be fascinating to see what the fan reaction is to the Raiders while they're still, they love that team. But they're still upset that they're going to be moving. So, a storyline to watch the upcoming season. There were four, right, that he missed from the questions that I gave you. So let's run those down here really quick.
All right. How did Matt Campbell refer to Iowa earlier this week? That would be the school out east. Iowa plays Penn State in its Big Ten Hoops opener. He got the Giancarlo Stanton streak. It was six in the NL West. And then Louis Oosthuizen accomplished the feat of a career grand slam as a runner-up in major tournaments. And he got the fact that Mexico is playing the Iowa baseball team first in Taiwan. And C.J. Beathard and Jake Rudock combined to throw four touchdowns in week one of preseason play.
Mike Halas pointed this out in his article at his column at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, that Tax Slayer Bowl, which was sort of Jake Rudock's last stand when Rudock and Beathard both played. Who would have thought that 2.5 years later, those guys would be combining to throw for four touchdowns in the NFL? Granted, it's exhibition play, but it looks like Jake Rudock may have the inside track on being the number two quarterback behind Matthew Stafford in Detroit this season. And C.J. Beathard has had a very nice run out there in San Francisco with the 49ers. He's in a position where he's possibly the number two quarterback going into the season and could be at some point this year the number one. We don't know. It bears watching. 6:29, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle will have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and then we'll get into Iowa's basketball schedule released today by the Big Ten, both non-conference and conference games. If you missed the discussion in hour number one, spoiler alert, it's still pretty favorable for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. You're listening to Todd Brummelkamp and Alex Kuhn. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show here on KGYM 6:30. We'll step aside, back with more after this.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
If you love your car and you love football, buy Castrol Edge Motor Oil at Advance Auto Parts. Because right now, when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $29.99 at Advance, you get a free NFL team blanket. Perfect for those who love football, but not football weather. Available only to Advance Speed Perks members or at participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Courtesy of Castrol, the official motor oil of the NFL. Redeem at CastrolPromotion.com or by mail. Ends 1/31/18. Allow $6.95 shipping and handling.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Welcome back, 6:32, the Todd Brolkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM, all across eastern Iowa. There was a trade a couple days ago. The White Sox sent Tyler Clippard to the Houston Astros to bolster their bullpen. The details have now been finalized. Houston will pay $1 million to the White Sox in a part of the trade that covers most of Clippard's remaining salary. So there we go. For the Houston Astro fan who was upset that the team didn't do anything at the trade deadline, they're at least trying to do some small things on waivers. Kyle never wavers. He's here in studio twice an hour to bring you Midwest One Bank Big Board updates. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men's basketball team released its full schedule for the upcoming season this afternoon. They'll play two exhibition games beginning with William Jewell College, a private Division II school in Missouri. That'll be on October 27th. The first regular season home game will be on November 10th with Chicago State, and the first conference game will be at home against Penn State on December 2nd. The Iowa women will begin Big Ten play on December 28th in Wisconsin and will play their first home conference game on December 31st, hosting Michigan. Seniors linebacker Josie Jewell and offensive lineman Sean Welsh were named second-team All-Americans by Sports Illustrated today. They join the likes of Desmond King and Brandon Scherf as preseason selections by SI. The Iowa baseball team left on their flight to Taiwan last night on their way to represent the United States at the World University Games. Other countries competing are France, China, Russia, Japan, South Korea, Czech Republic, and Mexico, who the Hawkeyes will play in their first game on Sunday. The Colonels beat the Burlington Bees last night 5-2, thanks primarily to a three-run home run by Caleb Hamilton in the first inning. They've split the first two games, but they'll play the third of four tonight with Tyler Watson taking on Jose Suarez. That game's about to get started right now. The Twins fell to the Indians last night 8-1, but they'll be right here on KGYM again tonight after our show. It's going to be Kyle Gibson and Carlos Carrasco on the mound with first pitch set for 7:10, and you can hear it on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Are we caught up on breaks, or are we ahead, or are we behind? The 6 o'clock showdown always throws me off.
We need one more.
We need one more, so we take one right now?
That's correct.
And we come back, and Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette has taken a dive into the Iowa men's basketball non-conference schedule that came out today along with the Big Ten schedule. And as we surmised in hour number one, you're a season ticket holder for Iowa basketball. You are probably not over the moon about these non-conference games you'll be seeing at Carver Hawkeye Arena this year, but the numbers look really bad for some of these teams. We'll have them for you next. You're listening to KGYM. More on the way after this.
Napa Know How.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25. Or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more Big and Tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. See them refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store at jcp.com for details.
It's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
All right, 6:37, the home stretch of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, on the crystal clear glass on the other side of the wall here in the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, the soon-to-be under-renovation KGYM studios. I feel like we're in a, I don't want to say a prison cell here right now, but there's no flare on the wall because it's been taken down in anticipation of the remodel and the paint job. And it just kind of has that moving into the dorm room or moving out of the dorm room feel to it.
I was just going to say, speaking of prison cells, we never got to our great move-in stories.
No, because I don't think there were probably a whole lot.
There were a couple on the text line. Nah, we can move on. That's fine.
There were a couple. Some of them were okay. Some of them weren't all that great. And that's why we never got to them. 319-366-1600, the story of the day, at least if you're an Iowa basketball fan. The schedules released today by the Big Ten, both men's and women's. And Hawkeye fans, not a whole lot to write home about the non-conference games that you'll be seeing at Carver Hawkeye Arena this year. The Hawkeyes play an exhibition game October 27th, have another exhibition the following Thursday, and then Friday, November 10th, is the regular season opener against Chicago State. Chicago State, Alabama State, Grambling State, Southern, Southern Utah, and Northern Illinois are the home non-conference games for Iowa this year. Now, they don't necessarily have control over the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and this year the Hawkeyes are on the road at Virginia Tech in that. They're not a participant in the Gavitt tip-off games after being selected to play in that for the past three seasons. And the Iowa State game is on the road in Ames this year, so that takes a quote-unquote marquee opponent off the table. Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette did a dive into the KenPom rankings of the teams on Iowa's home portion of the non-conference schedule. The highest team on the KenPom ranking would be Northern Illinois. They finished last year ranked 205. Chicago State was 335th.
This is out of 351, by the way.
Yes. Alabama State, 342nd. Grambling was 327th. And Southern, 326th. So Southern, Grambling, and Chicago State were all within nine spots of one another. It's almost like they just...
And Southern Utah, who was 333rd.
Randomly stuck their finger on a group of teams in the 300s and said, let's call them up and see how many we could possibly schedule. They also don't get any help in the first couple games of the Cayman Islands Classic because Virginia Tech... the Cayman Islands Classic, Wyoming is 127th in the KenPom. And that's the possible second-round opponent. They play Louisiana November 20th in the first game, and then the to-be-determined opponent is November 28th. What this adds up to, though, is a pretty good chance that Iowa, when it begins Big Ten play against Penn State on December 2nd, because remember, the Big Ten is starting the season earlier this year because it needs to make up for the fact that the conference tournament is a week earlier in March because they're playing it at Madison Square Garden in New York City. If Iowa can beat Virginia Tech on the road, very tough task indeed, November 28th, they could be undefeated when Big Ten play starts the first week of December. Now, you play Penn State, and then you're at Indiana Monday, December 4th. So you play two Big Ten games to start December, and you turn around 4 days later, or 3 days later, you're at Iowa State to play your rival in Ames. And then you step aside, play Southern, Drake, Southern Utah, and Colorado, as well as Northern Illinois, and then January 2nd, you're back in Big Ten play. I always forget the Colorado game. That's a neutral site game. They're going to play that in Sioux Falls, South Dakota this year. But even putting Colorado in Carver Hawkeye Arena probably wouldn't have done much for me with regards to the home non-conference schedule. But you look at the Big Ten home games, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, Purdue, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan State, Indiana, and Northwestern. Not a bad lineup, all things considered.
That's true. The problem is, what was the chatter after Iowa beat Wisconsin last year on the road, heading into the Big Ten tournament, about their resume? The question surrounding the team was about the non-conference schedule, and it wasn't good last year, and it's not good this year. That is always a concern because the committee over the past 5 to 10 years has taken the non-conference schedule into account, I think, way more than is warranted. You've seen teams who have done well in their conference get punished because they didn't go out and challenge themselves during the non-conference slate. So I think those games against Iowa State and Virginia Tech, and I guess you can throw Colorado in there as well, are going to be very, very important. Because I think they need to win at least two of those to feel safe about where they are heading into the Big Ten. And, of course, if they perform well in the Big Ten, it won't really matter all that much. Because I think that there are a lot of expectations for this team and their ability to make it to the NCAA tournament this season. But they will have to take care of business in those three games and not have any bad losses in the non-conference. There's no margin for error in the non-conference as we saw last year, because that loss to Nebraska-Omaha completely took all of the air out of the sails of that team as far as the NCAA tournament committee was looking at them. They needed to win that first game against Indiana at least in the Big Ten tournament to get into the NCAA tournament despite all of the good wins that they had down the stretch. So don't underestimate those three matchups in the non-conference because they will be important down the line.
Taking a peek at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 6439, sounds like those teams are the same as they played overseas.
Can we get any confirmation that Southern Utah is not the German All-Stars?
The two Italian All-Star teams, the German All-Star team and the Swiss All-Star team, could combine into one All-Star team, and they'd probably still lose by 20-25 points. I don't think it was the stiffest competition for the Hawkeyes overseas, but they did wind up going 4-0. And really, to me, the story when you look at the Big Ten schedule is it's just going to take some getting used to seeing Saturday, December 2nd, Penn State, the Big Ten opener. And how do you go about getting your team ready for Big Ten play in the middle of the non-conference season? And obviously, that's not just an Iowa problem. Every team in the Big Ten is going to have to face similar issues. But you go to Virginia Tech in Blacksburg on November 28th for the Big Ten ACC Challenge and then play two conference games, and Iowa State is the bookend there. That, to me, provides a rather interesting set of challenges because you've got to ramp your team up for Big Ten play and then keep them ramped up for a rivalry game on the road against the Cyclones. How do you sell them on the next five games on the Southern, Drake, Southern Utah, Colorado, Northern Illinois?
It's going to be difficult because, as 7295 says in a great Family Guy references. The day after Iowa State, the London Silly Nannies come to Carver Hawkeye Arena.
I just, that to me is something I'm sure Fran McCaffrey will address when he meets the media in October. It's hard to, I mean, football's not even here yet, and all of a sudden my brain is rushing ahead to basketball media day. But that's right around the corner as well in late September, early October. That's easier said than done, right? I mean, at Virginia Tech, then you're playing a home Big Ten game. You're going on the road to Bloomington. 3 days later, you're on the road in Ames. That's a tough stretch of games, no matter when it is on the schedule. And then you come back. Don't be surprised at all if, and it's a Sunday game, so they'll probably play it Sunday afternoon, Southern. They could come out sleepwalking in that game.
They could. And
They'll probably still win it.
So bad that it probably will not matter. But I think...
Yeah, but wouldn't you have said the same thing about Nebraska-Omaha last year?
Yes, that team turned out to be at least a 500 basketball. That was not a good basketball team at all. I'm not trying to say that they were, but these teams are probably 4- and 5-win basketball teams. So maybe it won't matter. But I think... what you just said is something that Fran McCaffrey is going to be saying to his players next year during that stretch.
Phenomenal.
Nebraska, Omaha, don't come out sleepwalking. I think that's really all you have to say, because that was the biggest, I think that was really embarrassing for that first year core group of players, and something they were constantly trying to avenge the rest of the season, no matter who they were playing and who they were beating.
It's a phenomenal schedule. Many, many phenomenal opponents, great opponents on the schedule.
I'll tell you what, that ball screen action of Southern makes it very difficult.
What was the line, the European? Well, you play these European teams, they move the ball.
International teams,
they move the ball. You know, move it right into the hands of the Hawkeyes on another turnover from the looks of the box score. So the schedule is out. And Iowa does open Big Ten play in early December against Penn State. They wrap up February 25th. Again, that is a week earlier than normal. They'll do it at Carver-Hawkeye Arena against Northwestern, and then the Big Ten tournament starts Wednesday, February 28th, in the city so nice they named it twice. It's a big deal to play your conference tournament in Madison Square Garden, although New York City is never going to be Big Ten country. Jim Delaney, as part of his, I think, his farewell tour, which we still don't have a finite date on when Jim Delaney will be done as Big Ten commissioner, but as part of his farewell tour, he wanted to throw himself a little bit of a going away party at the mecca of college basketball, and he's doing that at Madison Square Garden this year, and it comes at the expense of Big Ten teams who now have to accommodate playing games like Penn State and Indiana the first week of December, and then stepping back into non-conference play.
You really don't like this, do you?
I don't. And it seems odd, and maybe I'm a grumpy old man yelling at a cloud here, but it's very similar to me with football when you play, like Indiana and Ohio State open the season this year in week one. How do you do that? I mean, Ohio State can get away with it because they're the Buckeyes and, you know, they're a great football team. But Indiana, how do you come out of the gate in week one and play Ohio State? Granted, they get to play it at home, but how do you do that and then turn around and play a meaningless non-conference game after? I'm of the opinion you play your non-conference games and then you play your conference games. The non-conference games get you ready for the conference games, and you're off and running. Seeing games on the 2nd and 4th of December involving Big Ten teams like Penn State and Indiana is going to take some getting used to, and I'm probably not the only one saying that. 319-366-1600-651. We'll step aside and take a quick break. Our final timeout of the night. When we come back, Kyle's going to have your last Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Minnesota Twins baseball on the way on 107.5 FM ESPN programming, heading your way on 106.3 and 1600 AM Back with more of the Todd Brummelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn after this.
Napa Know How.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 gigabyte promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
This Saturday, you, your family, and friends can all pitch in to make Cedar Rapids even more beautiful during the City of Cedar Rapids One Bag Challenge event. Just meet at the McGrath Amphitheater at 1:30. When you get there, you'll pick up your kit, divide into groups, and head around town to spiff things up. The first 50 people to pick up a kit get a free mini cooling towel. There'll be snacks and a group photo of all you do-gooders, too. This is a great way to show your kids how to make a positive impact on the community. Be part of the One Bag Challenge Saturday. Get details at cleanupcr.com.
All right, guys, from the top again.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Tommy, that's not the song, man. Again.
Take me out of this garage.
Come on, man.
Cold drafts, root beers, nacho chips, and cheese. Girls to meet and a nice cool breeze.
Come on, dudes. Talk a field.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. For tickets, go to twinsbaseball.com.
Welcome back in. Just a touch after 6:55. Final 2 minutes of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on the program tomorrow. It's Thursday. That means another edition of Woodja. It's Alex's final show this week. He's going to be taking off on Friday. That means Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be sitting in with me at the Coach's Corner for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Make sure you stop on in. Happy hour runs from 3 until 7. More details on Friday's show to come. But first, time now for your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men's basketball team released its full schedule for the upcoming season this afternoon. They'll play 2 exhibition games, beginning with William Jewell College, a private Division II school in Missouri. That'll be October 27th. The first regular season home game will be on November 10th with Chicago State, and the first conference game will be at home against Penn State on December 2nd. The Iowa women will begin Big Ten play on December 28th in Wisconsin and will play their first home conference game on December 31st, hosting Michigan. Seniors linebacker Josie Jewell and offensive lineman Sean Welsh were named second-team All-Americans by Sports Illustrated today. Jewell and Welsh joined the likes of Desmond King and Brandon Scherf as preseason selections by SI. The Iowa baseball team left on their flight to Taiwan last night on their way to represent the United States at the World University Games. Other countries competing are France, China, Russia, Japan, South Korea, Czech Republic, and Mexico, who the Hawkeyes will play in their first game on Sunday. The Colonels beat the Burlington Bees last night 5-2. They've split the first 2 games, but they'll play the 3rd of 4 tonight with Tyler Watson taking on Jose Suarez. That game started just a little bit ago, and they're scoreless heading to the 2nd. The Twins fell to the Indians last night, 8-1, but they'll be right here on KGYM again tonight after our show. It's going to be Kyle Gibson and Carlos Carrasco on the mound with first pitch set for 7:10, and you'll be able to hear that on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
The Minnesota Twins, who are very much in the thick of the American League wildcard chase, they and the Royals just one game behind the surprising Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, who right now have that number two wildcard ticket. They'd have to go, if the season ended today, to Yankee Stadium to face New York, which is not exactly the easiest task, although it doesn't necessarily mean an automatic death sentence. Right now it would be three teams from the National League West if the season ended today. 44 games remaining. Lots of baseball talk to come on tomorrow's program. And another chance for you to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. That'll do it for tonight. Join us again tomorrow. Local programming kicks off at 3 o'clock with the gym class.
This Saturday, you, your family, and friends can all pitch in to make Cedar Rapids even more beautiful during the City of Cedar Rapids One Bag Challenge event. Just meet at the McGrath Amphitheater at 1.